It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. And we'd like to welcome Telekinesis, who played in town last night at the Parish. How did that go?
Oh, it was awesome. Good. Yeah, it was super fun.
Get some people out?
Yeah. Good. There were a lot of people there.
Good. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. I know you're probably on your way out of town.
Oh, it's our place. I'm excited to see the new place. It looks great in here.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? You guys did play at the other studio,
no,
is that right? Never did. Oh,
okay. No.
Well, welcome to the new Studio 1A.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, you have a new album that was recorded here in Austin. We can talk about Dormarian.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. And you'll be doing some tunes off of that
this
afternoon. Okay, what'd you like to start off with?
This is a song called Lean On Me.
Oh, I wish you were that dress.
This afternoon with Telekinesis live in Studio 1A. That's a tune called Lean On Me from their new album Dormarian. So it's essentially the album, well, it was recorded here in Austin with Jim Eno.
Yep.
And it's essentially a two-man project.
Yeah.
You, Michael Lerner, who's playing drums today, teamed up with another drummer.
Yeah, two drummers taking it right.
So yeah, what was that like having...
There were so many times that we both turned to each other and said, is it a guitar on tune? Because we just didn't know how to tune a guitar or change a string. It was hilarious. And the funny thing is there's two songs on this record that have drum machines, which is not the case with the previous records. So it's hilarious that two drummers almost like canceled each other out and created a drum machine sound.
Well, previously you'd worked with Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie. How did you make that transition, or what prompted the transition to work with Jim Eno?
Jim and I had been talking for about 4 years, probably. I went and visited his studio here called Public Hi-Fi after one of our shows and kind of fell in love with it. And we just always were talking about making a record together, and then the timing just worked out perfectly. So I came here last summer and sweated a lot and made a record for like, I was here for 2 weeks. I loved it. It was my first time in Austin minus South by Southwest or ACL. So it was like, it felt like the city was a city,
right?
Not just a crazy, crazy town.
Right.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
And you and Jim got along okay?
Yep, yeah. We did.
So it was, I mean, he did a little bit of percussion and drums, but mainly it was you playing all the instruments.
Yep. He wouldn't let me do any percussion. He stole all the percussion. Yeah, I didn't do one. I did everything but percussion. And he played some piano on it too, which was pretty cool.
So when you were making the album, were you kind of picturing playing it live with a band, or had you considered, I mean, what did you consider on it?
I do that really dumb thing where I don't think about that while I'm making the record. And then when it's time to play, for this instance, I was lucky enough to get three of my best friends, Rebecca Cole, Eric Elbogen, and Eric Walters. They all were just kind of like, okay, we'll play your band. And and they're all way better than me, so they could figure everything out super, super quick. But this one was more of a challenge for sure, because the songs seemed a little bit more complicated than the previous two records. So. Mm-hmm.
We should mention it's Eric Walters on guitar, Eric Elbogen on the bass, and Rebecca Cole is playing keyboard this afternoon. We're here with Telekinesis, who played last night at the Parish, and they're on tour behind their new album, Dormarian. We get you to do another tune?
Yeah, totally. Oh, this song is called Ghosts and Creatures.
Thank you.
Telekinesis live in Studio 1A this afternoon. Ghosts and Creatures from their new album, Dormarian. So was that just me, or did I hear a little bit of reggae underneath that?
Sort of? That's our friend Jeff Bird's influence. Jeff Bird's from Austin, and he does sound for Spoon, but he was just out with us, and we had a lot of dub parties in our van, so maybe that's what's happening. We just seeped in.
Okay, good. I didn't know if I was projecting.
No, I like it. It's good. That's the first time anyone said that, but I like it a lot.
Good.
I like it.
So your dad was a radio DJ.
Yeah.
So you must have grown up hearing all sorts of music.
Yeah, it was amazing. I got to meet so many people at a really early, like I got met people before I could figure out who I was meeting. Like, I remember meeting Elvis Costello before I listened to any Elvis Costello records, and then went, you know, discovered it, and then was like, wow, I met that guy.
What kind of music did your dad like that he used to just play a lot of for you?
He is probably one of the biggest Beatles fans I've ever met, and he actually hosts the Sunday Beatles show in Seattle still every Sunday, mm-hmm. called Breakfast with the Beatles. So I grew up with that and the Kinks, and he got me into Kraftwerk from a really young age, and he was kind of my musical barometer for sure.
So he thinks this is great that you're now leading a rock and roll band?
Yeah, he's very supportive. I mean, he has more rock and roll stories than I will ever have, so I don't think he's worried about any crazy debauchery on tour or anything like that. So
Michael Lerner, who's playing drums today, heads up Telekinesis. So the new album's on Merge. That's a label with quite a bit of cachet. How did you hook up with them?
I don't really know, honestly. They were the label that I really wanted to be on. And I had two other record offers at the time. And we had sent the record to them through various outlets. I think Chris Wallace sent the record to them, and my lawyer at the time sent the record to them, and I think we had set a deadline on a Friday or something, and Mac and Laura from Merge and Superchunk called me on my cell phone, and they said, hey, we finally listened to your record, we want to put it out, and I didn't consult anybody, I was just like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a absolutely wonderful place to put records out. So
how has the album been doing?
It's great. Yeah. And the tour's been great. And I'm always pleasantly surprised when anybody shows up or anybody listens to it. So that's a win for me.
And tonight you'll be up in Denton.
Yeah.
Denton's kind of a cool place. They've got a real interesting music scene going on up there.
I love it there. Yeah. I think it's great. We played there 2 or 3 years ago at Haley's, I think it was called. But now we're at Dan Silverleaf, which sounds...
Tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about, but it'll be interesting.
And then you're heading southeast.
Yeah, yeah.
Through Alabama and those parts, Atlanta.
Yeah.
All right. Telekinesis, our guest live in Studio 1A this afternoon. Get you to do one more?
Sure. Yeah, this is a song called Wires.
Some hollow paper, and it's not alive. a color papers and I see the moon is a lover you can't even
Telekinesis live in Studio 1A. Another tune from the new album, Dormarian. That was one called Wires. Well, thanks so much for dropping by. This was a great session. Really
thanks.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've been really looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to seeing the new place.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck out on the road. Continue good luck with the album. And hopefully we'll see you back in this neck of the woods sometime soon.
Definitely. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer this afternoon. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 3 o'clock. We've got some tickets to give away later on. Lots of great music in store right here on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.